TH, as long as I have lived in this life, I keep seeing humans raising their eyes towards the sky and asking, could there be life out there? And they say, well, maybe, it's possible, maybe. But then, they describe the universe to us. This earth is one planet in a solar system, and all the stars we see out there are also suns. Also probably with planets rotating around them. And then there are other dots out there which are clouds of such suns. And then there are clusters of such galaxies, and so on. And then the humans look up again in the sky and say, oh, we are so small and insignificant. Just imagine how big it is out there. So, in that perspective, it would be rather silly to even think or suggest that the only place in existence where there is life like here, it's this little speck of dust. Well, smaller than a speck of dust. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. What's the chance, statistically? Now, when I read my science fiction books as a kid, it was all about that, yes, maybe one day in the future we can build rocket ships that can take us that far out to distant suns and galaxies, and then we may find life there somewhere. Far, far away. If not on Mars. But then that didn't seem reasonable. So it was all about space travel. But then they started talking about parallel universes and different dimensions and so on. And we have it there in ancient cosmologies on the planet since time immemorial, that there are other worlds existing parallel to this very world we find ourselves in, this very space. In other words, this existence may not only expand out into this space far out away, but expand out as entirely different spaces and different dimensions, you could say. Which means that life, living people like us, similar to us or very different from us, could very well exist in worlds next to our world, parallel to our world, as well. Now that I find more interesting, because if that is indeed so, then what could be the means allowing us to explore such worlds, to come in contact with those living in such worlds, which wouldn't then require space ships traveling many times the speed of light or through imaginary wormholes or whatever. But maybe then an entirely different kind of approach altogether for our exploration. Well, if you say, no, that's not possible, that's imagination only, then well, since with Einstein and others, he seemed to have found out that this very space we live in It's also like a fabric, even time. It's not the absolute framework of all existence, but an existence existing in some bigger context. I don't know, I'm not schooled in the science of physics to that level, but to me, it seems, given the circumstances, that it's even logical. That since we are in a world, a universe, as we call it, there may be other worlds too. I mean, we need to broaden our minds a bit. Narrow-mindedness and just a general backwards kind of skepticism. It's not really my idea, at least, of science, which is rather contrary, a bold and open-minded exploration of entirely different worlds and perspectives and possibilities.